Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to the Open Goal FC podcast! Yay! Down fat, the man of the moment. We've got big Kevin Kyle. I'm devastated the big man's here. And we've no get brothers this week. We've got Robbie Hardy. What a guy. How are you, mate? All right?
I'm good, mate. Good to be here. How are you?
Very good. I'm buzzing with the host and I want to now take care of his side. You know I mean? I feel like he was ripped the arse out of the jokes he's constantly used.
And you're better at it.
100%. I feel I'm real. Do you know what I mean?
I'll tell you one thing. You're a different man when these cameras going by. You've always said the world for the past 15
he's
minutes.
He's got a switch out.
Hey, don't throw me under the bus.
No, for a start.
Never, mate.
But boys, we had a wee weekend. On Sunday we had a wee night out, didn't we, on the weekend? On the Sunday,
mate, some days did I, you only there too.
I went for half an hour, I'm not going to drink.
fancy it.
It was quite good, watched the football in that, didn't we?
Aye, we did indeed.
But we used to see
the bill was good, wasn't it? The bill was good, wasn't it?
Really good, Dan. Not a person, innit? Not a person. In the toilet back
out. I was side shoot, wasn't it?
What happened to you, big man?
Never got an invite, did I?
Did you know?
No, that's what happens. Obviously, you're getting a bit big for your boots now. You think you're taking over Si and that, so... You don't text me anymore. I used to bring them with these
things. Remember I used to bring them with these guys?
now he's asking you for lift.
I move on so quickly.
He's changed, hasn't he?
Oh, he just goes with the flow. Whatever's up, that's where he goes. Well, I'm obviously doing healing now, so...
I've noticed that.
I've noticed that myself.
Listen, I'll put you off the show if you keep me on. I said, be the last thing you're on my fucking my show. Big Kev, no, sorry. I was after the podcast yesterday. Was it a big miss?
No, not hugely.
Was it not?
No. We felt that the balance was better.
Was it?
Aye, more serious.
Hey.
Nah, it was. He's a massive miss.
Aye, yes. Was it flat?
It was flat. To be fair, you did get a bit of stick, so I would watch back.
I heard you saying, well, obviously with the one the other day when I will go into it, but 2-0 down, maybe. Si said it the other day. Si seemed like last time he came here. So I've wondered up and he said to us, will we go to a 4-4-2? Get an extra striker on? I went like, no, fuck's sake. We'll lose control of the midfield. So he's then turned around and went, we'll have a fucking 2-0 down ship. Actually, I was caught in no man's land and had to wander back to the bench.
But mate, you're just playing devil's advocate, yeah, that's your job.
Well, listen, I need to do that. So if I want to sit there and agree with the yellow day, I'm not going to do that.
I just snored my head.
So, lad, listen, this is an unbelievable show, but it's just the day, the best place in the world, as you know.
Well,
you come here every day, don't you?
Every single day.
What's your favourite order, if you don't mind asking? Well, then, listen, we don't want to fuck you, but what's your favourite order?
Just the juice.
What juice? What's your favourite, man?
It's a flat white, isn't it?
Flat white juice.
Flat white.
Robin, what was your favourite juice?
I love yoga bum, mate.
Yoga bum, bro. You like yoga bum,
only 205 calories as well, so. Well,
you're always watching
the coconut calories, isn't it?
I like the pump it up.
I bet you did, so there's Lind, didn't you? Fucking doing all right, that's right, Kev. And obviously, listen, this doesn't... Nothing works without the biggest sponsor in the world. Who knows wins? Nothing works. Kevin Kyle, take it away.
So who knows wins? We had two winners last week who won just over $3,000 each.
Oft.
Getting 10 out of 10, which I think that's a big ask, considering some of the results last week. Me, I scored the lowest again with 5. Slaney got 6. Brothers and Dale both got 7. And Dale, I think you possibly could have got 8 because your questionable Southampton draw was a bad shout.
Looking back, it was because I watched the game and Tottenham are brilliant.
Aye, it's front three.
Amazing, aye. But
did you think that front three before the game?
I just thought Southampton would be hard for him. I mean, Southampton take the lead, didn't
they?
Southampton.
You know what he saw?
He saw
Joe Aribo's goal and he thought that Southampton were a good side, didn't he?
Yeah. I only done it for Joe.
Kevin, keep
so, big news, as well as the Pick 10 League, there's also an Open Goal League to enter with a massive 10k prize pot. Download the Who Knows Wins app to enter. As always, with the Open Goal League, the more people that enter, the result in the prize pot gets even higher. 10 games, pick win, lose or draw for each game. Whoever gets the most correct will win the pot. There's also money to be won for the runners-up. So get yourself involved, guys.
Well, don't worry, Kevin. Yeah, you've done excellent.
You're still
up at
your
app,
but
I was listening to you.
I know, cheers. I've got Andy there, because obviously you're boring his claims.
Not bad, not bad. By the way, fucking brilliant feeling about the place in this table. I mean, we neighbour others, innit?
Oh, bro,
he's a poor the last few weeks.
He's better to him, innit?
He's a bad, I feel about the place. He's a bad guy, but a bad egg.
I've no
man,
yeah, mate.
He's done it for you.
Aye, but I think we're actually minding up, and he's been unbelievable on the pitch there, hasn't he?
Brilliant. When I went on the park on Saturday, first thing he said to me was, "Del, kidding on, I'm going up the line, I'm fizzing into you, get a striker near you." And aye, exactly what he done. Maybe one, twice, three times. And every time he finds a manager.
Dale, just before we go into the Berwick Rangers game on Saturday, because it was unbelievable. You don't ever want to be 2-0 in a game, because honestly, I have never felt that at the side of that game. I honestly felt somebody was stabbing my stomach. Watching Si, he was on that touchline, he keeps on barking, I'm sitting there, fucking do something. But obviously, Dale, you then came on, whatever it happened. But Friday night, Dale, usually people prepare for the games properly. I would say, listen, I was in my bed early doors. Gnair Berwick looking at them. What were you doing Friday night again? You went to the circus, mate, didn't you?
I went to the circus, aye. The circus extreme.
The clown had you in tow, is that it?
We clown done it.
Is that the one in Zippo's?
Aye. A circus, not extreme.
Silverbird,
isn't it? Extreme, that's Silverbird.
Aye.
So the wee clown comes on.
So the missus upgraded, didn't she, to the ringside seats.
Okay.
Popcorn the wee and popcorn the missus. What? Wee clown comes out, but I didn't know the wee clown's the star of the show, but I didn't know he's come out, he's making all the noise, he's got a wee hat on. Every time he throws it, this hat comes back to him. He's doing a lot about. Catch that. Who's he pick out, didn't he? Me. Picks out me, didn't he? The full shoot. Fucking thing comes out with a hat and he goes like this. So he's way back, halfway back to the room, and spotlight on me, running the ringside. He's like, go throw it. I'm at everything I've got. They must have something in it that flap the sides. They go, that's a deck, right? So they're all fucking cheering and everything. Back here again, I'm like to him. Can spotlight on as everyone's cheering. Comes closer again. Everything I've got, I'm stunned up at this point. Everything. Bang again, it goes to. Come hit the deck again.
Sticks your right up.
Aye, done me. Comes here, gives me a stunts for me to you. I fling it to him, they all cheer. I'm like, you fuck. Feast beetroot red, man. I'm like, her. Can ringside seize you?
who was it, you, Mrs. and
Dwayne
had been gutted there.
Dwayne was raging with me.
But I just want to say, Dale, congrats on the worst ever story you're not going to go with.
That was a hit to me, that story, wasn't it?
Do you know what? It's an unbelievable story. Dale, but things changed obviously Saturday, mate. 2-0 down. Si gives you the wee nod to go on. What was your thoughts when Si sort of turned to you to bring you on? That was quite, was it 51 minutes or 55 minutes or something?
Well, say to me half time, didn't he? Say to me half time, you got 5 minutes till you're going on.
I
train obviously myself in wee bits with the boys, but I've not done what they've done. And they've played games, so in yourself, you go, am I going to be fit enough? Big pitch. But obviously, being there yourself, you use your head, didn't you?
Aye. And were you, how do you, when you look back, how do you reflect on the game, how the way things unfolded?
I thought first half we were really good.
Yeah,
and they went up the park. Maybe we had 5 shots, 8 crosses, something like that. They went up the park, scored near post, and you think, here we go again. Yeah. Maybe the two last defeats, and then they scored just the free kick before half time. And I think Si turns around and says, "This is a goal." Jamie's got a great.
That's right. He's good
enough. And before you know it, you're getting it 2-0, don't you? You don't deserve it. And I know it's hard luck stories, but you don't deserve it. And then when he says to me, get warmed up, you're thinking you're hiding it nothing here, aren't you? Mm-hmm. Are you going to be fit enough? Are you going to be able to make the impact that you want to make? And just so happens that I work for it.
See, to be fair, but I watched the game back, and sometimes like, see if you're low at the game, you take the sort of emotion of it. Yeah. Like, you can see the game a bit differently. See, watching it from, you know, the next day, you genuinely were very, very good in the first half. Especially, yeah. I think, it was maybe before a first or second goal. And I was even watching it back, I was surprised that they scored because how well we started.
Yeah. But that's what I think, Robbie, though, and Kev, I don't know if you've played in teams or whatever it was, then this happened that you're batting a team 15, 20 minutes where it's just non-stop. And the boys did start really well. Berwick couldn't sort of get out there in half at times. And they go up the park, score with like the first shot. That must be so demoralising, I think, for any team. Yeah.
I think looking at from my point of view in the game, the first 20 minutes was the best part of the game for Broomhill. They popped it about very well. Barrett couldn't get out the half. Few cross set the box, but no like unbelievably clear cut chances. My concern would have been how is it that they're able to get up the park once and get that opportunity to score? Obviously, that's happened a couple of times where teams have got in, so that's something you go into training ground and look at and try and figure out what it is. Are we too hell bent on watching us attack that we're switching off who's Seven maybe areas. Floating away? Because to me, even looking from the stand, Barrett were well organised, but they weren't there. When they say they were going to cause Broomhill too many problems, then when the free kick, that's a shot at nothing where you're hoping he hits a target, you're hoping he misses, he's hoping he hits a target, but to score it 2-0, you come into half time and you're thinking, wow, how are we 2-0 down?
I think, see, watching all your games, but I seem to think that he's always started really, really well. But the difference for me, the Barrett game, was that still the majority of the play was in their half. Like, I think he's always started with high energy.
By the way, they've got good players, I know, and I've been surprised with the standard in the league. Yeah, I played with a lot of boys, Bob McCune, I played with all of them, and it's good standard in the league. So even Stevenson, who scored the goal, there's a few at Scobie at the back, they've got good players, and I'm maybe coming to the end of their career, but they're organised, they're stuffy. They'll see, and when you think, when they go 2-0 up, they're stuffy, they're good enough to see things like that out. So it was a big result to come back, because they'll not lose a lot of games going 2-0 up. They'll come.
Especially, they had men behind the ball, didn't they? And that design, I think that's where I did go to 4-4-2.
Yeah.
With crosses in, more direct. Not more direct, we still played, but.
I think in the first half, a big thing in the last couple of games was Brock not getting balls in the box. Aye. He hadn't, but the couple of games before, he wasn't putting balls in the box, he'd maybe turn them back. Recently, he's been putting balls in
he's
the box.
And brilliant,
getting by people, and he knew he's starting to put balls in the box, and it's up to the strikers to be there.
See, as well, but seeing you watch that game, I thought he was able to do that so well. See, Matt McDonald, I thought he was brilliant the first half, by the way, because he was picking up areas. See, you watch, it was like, he was playing a lot higher this game, whereas previously, I think he's a brilliant player, but he was probably a wee bit too deep at times. Whereas Berwick, it was where they could kind of hurt them higher up the pitch. And you've seen like him, Broughton, James Grant were kind of getting 3v2. So we're able to work out on the right hand side and get loads of boys in the box.
We're in middle three, are good at that, boy. If it's no one getting on it, the other one gets on it. Normally have a bit, which is good.
And they're so high energy. The tempo you play, it's very, very high.
That's what showed in the second half. Seeing the second half, I know he made substitutions, but once he got the first goal, Berwick were deflated. And you've seen it, you said Broomhill win this game comfortably now. I'm saying comfortably. 3-2, they possibly could have had a penalty, Berwick, and there was your goal potentially could have been offside, but you just looked like once that breakthrough got in, they were going to go on and get it, and then obviously...
Well, funny enough, on the pitch, that's what I felt. When we got the first goal, to make it 2-1, I felt we were going to come back. Whether it was won it, or whether it was a draw, I felt as if when the first goal
went back...
There was momentum in there. I felt 100%. As if when we get the first goal, there was momentum there. We were going to get another one, whether it was another one or two, I didn't know. But I felt as if we were going to get something in the game after the first goal went in.
I'll just let you know quickly the new. Don't get carried away talking too much.
No,
let me run the show. You know what I mean? Don't get fucking starting nipping away.
You're getting nervous.
No,
I'm waiting to think.
Can we ask you a question?
Aye. Did I not get one of them?
That's your one there. See Paul,
you're not obviously you as a coach and the sidelines, are you able to speak to Si and give your thoughts?
Well, every time I got to my feet, I start stuttering, so he didn't sit the fuck back down. I try, if I do see something, I need to be honest with him, because if I don't, then it doesn't help. But the problem is, 5 games in, I've yet to see it. You know what I mean?
But let's say he wants people to disagree with him, because he's not going to always see it right.
No, of course.
Obviously, he's going to get some things wrong.
And I'm constantly agreeing with him.
You're always getting it wrong.
I'm always getting it wrong.
To be fair, the Cowan Beef game, I heard you shout, well done, about 7 times.
Well, I'm trying to stop you
from missing.
Well done, unlucky.
They've scored. Your team scores, have
we? Well done, unlucky.
But no, just on like Derek's substitution, the other boy that come on, is it McCaw?
He was good, mate. Alex
was very direct.
Very direct, and that helped player. Because when you're a striker like him, who's just going to play in that 18-yard width, if you know that your two wingers are going to get down the channels and put it in, he doesn't need to move too far.
Sure.
And obviously, the old saying, Andy Millen used to be good for it. See, if you make defenders defend, eventually they're going to make mistakes, and that's what happens.
100%,
mate. See with you especially, mate. Like, I wouldn't even say, I thought the biggest thing that influenced the game with you coming on was just your enthusiasm alone. So everything that you were doing, I don't think other players couldn't have done, but just your enthusiasm and confidence impact of the game made such a difference.
Well, so I've always had that in my talking to people. The least you could do is talk to people. See, first thing I say to Alex when he came on, and then I've come on, I say to him, see, we get by him, put up on the box. I don't care, it's up to me to be there. The guy might not clear it right, might 40 me.
And he did that, didn't he?
He did that all the time, and I just said, just keep doing that.
Yeah.
Because he's got pace to burn, isn't he?
Aye.
They push the ball by Sunday, his first four.
I said to him in pre-season, I like him. Yeah. I think he's
probably played his way into the manager's thoughts for this weekend, definitely, 100% aye. From the starting point.
He's been good in the last couple of days in training.
Excellent.
He
was great on Thursday, and then that's what I was saying, obviously, about the subs. Listen, we're on it together. Make me want to pick you.
Aye.
Do you know what I mean? Dale, I just want to know, obviously, how did you celebrate when you went home that night? On Saturday?
Quiet, mate.
Oh, wasn't he quiet?
How was it not?
Because you told me you were up to something.
What was up to?
What did you do if you don't mind asking?
I can't remind you.
You stitched him up again, mate, didn't you?
I was babysitting.
Did I get you telling us a right story?
Babysitting.
But you must have made Dale, seriously, just on the goal itself. There's no better feeling in the world, is there, mate, scoring a goal? Especially the winner.
Still doesn't leave you, I think it's the best feeling you can get. Kev will tell you that, even at my age, still going on. Even going down the levels and that, it's still the best thing that you can do in a football park, I think, is score a goal.
Did you hit your ass side at the time?
Wasn't it? I don't know. When the ball was kicked, I was in between people and I knew when they were kicked that I was gonna move. Whether it was offside, I don't know. But at the time, maybe I knew it was borderline. Sure, but if I don't go, I don't get it.
Exactly. I think that all the time, see, when people mourn strikers for being like, they never gambled, they're like, mate, see if you gambled early, they've been offside.
Yep.
Which you may be willing, you never got
I think it's worth the chance because he's got a decision to make then, hasn't he?
Aye.
If I don't get there and he's not got a decision, if I get there and put the ball in the net, he's got a decision.
Jim Grant, it was him that set up, wasn't it? I know it's been a shot, but he's had a lot of assists for you as well. He's doing really well.
Brilliant.
He's been really good. He's been,
Or the young boys, mate.
In and out of games quite a bit, but in terms of when he's in on the ball and doing stuff, he's very, very good at getting forward.
Aye.
And I think when he gets forward, it allows Brock a different option in terms of sometimes Brock... I feel with Brock sometimes he stays out too far on the wide too much. Sometimes I like to see Brock maybe just come in a wee bit, and then when James Grant comes round the outside, it's a different option. But listen, 2-0 down, he win 3-2, slaying the oldest guy in the team to get the winner.
See when obviously it's a win and you but when it's 3-2, you're 2-0 down. As a manager, obviously Si and yourself probably with the 20s, can you be buzzing or do you still think obviously we're only 2-0 down? Or
what just are you saying coming back to win 3-2?
Aye.
Well, for me, I'm sure Si will say the same. Him winning 3-2 against Berwick as opposed to winning 3-0 in Cowan Beef, that will tell him way more about his team than he know before, because how they were able to react to that.
That's a great point.
That's a great point.
That's good. I think it was a better feeling winning 3-2 than winning 2-0. He come back for the 2-0 and win 3-2. I think it was a better feeling for the boys. The boys were buzzing, weren't they?
It gives the boys an extra added bit of confidence, the fact that they've got that personality to come back from 2-0. Yeah. Maybe before, like several strollers, we go a goal up, then you're 3-1 down, and can he get back into the game?
Yeah.
They've obviously learned from that from the week before, 2-0 down, and got themselves back into the game.
Yeah, see as well though, it's probably not just about the squad, probably told Si a wee bit about him as a manager, because he always said that he would never want to change for a 4-3-3, for example.
Yeah.
But I think he was singing the chocolate money.
Nah, he said enough.
But see, in that position, sometimes you just need to make a split decision, and obviously it turned out to be a really good one, so it shows you going forward that, for me, being adaptable is obviously a massive attribute in a manager, and he was able
what
to do
answer?
I think that, no, because even if he put me on, I wouldn't have put me on if it was me. And no. That went
you, you were the enemy, you said no. You better wait at 4-4-2, so.
I'd wait at 4-5-1.
He done it and his subs worked. And I wouldn't have put me on air. I'd put somebody else on, maybe left me in the last 10 minutes, but it worked for him.
Brilliant. Away to Stirling, Kevin, Sunday.
Yep.
Dale, I'm going to ask you this, Dale. You've seen a bit of them, haven't you?
I heard a lot about them. I heard they play right good football and play the right way, and they're well organised, good players.
We actually went and watched them inside last season, and I couldn't believe, but they play for the
pretty
back.
Good, aye.
Excellent, mate. And a couple of the players were really good individually as well. So, but as we've said, honestly, there's not going to be any easy games in this league.
There's no.
You know a wee bit more about the Lone League, Robbie, didn't you?
Aye, probably more the West side. So obviously played junior football for a number of years now, but. The West of Scotland only joined the pyramid sort of last year, so Lonely's not something I played in, but I know obviously loads of boys that play in it. And Dale touched on it himself, he said himself he's kind of surprised by the standard, but speak to yourself, speak to Si, I did say that. I said, listen, I'd born against it. I don't think you've thought this for a minute, but obviously after losing a couple of games, like, you've seen the reaction of a lot of people that maybe either they're surprised, maybe they're quite happy about it. But in my opinion, anybody that thought that this was going to be entering really difficult, obviously, were being unrealistic as to the standard of the league. And I think, if people are being honest, people really want to beat open goal because of the heating that run out, which makes it a wee bit more difficult again. So it is definitely a good standard. As I say, teams will come motivated against you.
You're still better than Andy, honestly. You're much better than Andy. I don't know, mate. 100%. I've been hanging about Ansel for about a week, so that's probably. Have you been sleeping, have you? Okay, well, are you going on Sunday to the game? I'll be there. Are you going to the commentary? Going to the commentary. Yeah, I'm enjoying it.
From a point of view that I'm able to see it from a different angle.
Right.
So when what you see at the touchline, I spoke to Sias about touchline level, when you're above and you see actually how much space some people got.
Walt Smith, big man. Aye. That's you.
So when you've got, when you're out on the right hand side and you can see quick pass there, you can come out the other side and we move over, we might get more joy.
Aye.
Whereas sometimes when you're doing it low level, you think maybe there isn't that space to come out. But it's interesting. It's interesting to see how the other players and the other teams are performing, because like Saturday, Tam Scobie played against Tam Scobie years ago at Falkirk.
Yeah, he's
Who was the other boy that I knew?
Liam Buchanan.
Obviously, I played with him. Very good. Dunfermline. I think maybe Si tried to get him at some point during the season. He would have been a good acquisition because his work rate's really good.
He links it well, didn't he? He's been coming short, and he links it well. He's scored a lot of goals, didn't he? But again, surprising, like you say, Paul, surprising at how the level is.
I think back to when I played with Ayr in the, what would it be, League One? Is it that much of a difference? I don't think it really is that much of a difference. And people say, ah, don't be silly. But I don't think it is.
See, for me, Kim,
I think how organised you become.
Sorry for interrupting there, but see what kind of sums up. Just look how well Cove have done.
Yeah.
And the same with Celtic Hearts. And then the start of the season, Bonnie Rigg were favourites. They scored six goals or something. 2-3 nils they've won, I think. So for me, that kind of says all, doesn't it? Instead of standard and the difference.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, Kevin.
Like Simon being a young, hungry manager and being able to.
He's just hand-picking.
He basically had a blank canvas at the beginning, so he's went and picked players to fit a system. Some guys that go and take jobs have to walk into a team that's already there, and it's difficult to get people to change their minds. So Simon can have a semi-blank canvas to pick what he wants, and you can see that in the six, how many games we played?
Five.
In the five games we played, could be sitting at 15 points realistically.
Mm-hmm.
Against what do you call them, the East Kilbride. On another night, you could beat them, and several strollers. The difference, what you learn from several strollers is that they're an experienced, well-organised team. And when we went 1-0, maybe that's what we should have done.
Yeah.
Sat back a wee bit, maybe invited them to come out a wee bit.
Played it a bit better.
But this is all a learning curve, and I think that Broomhill, after five games, to be sitting with 9 points. What are you, 4 points off top?
Three, I think, is it? Three. That's Rangers. Well, whatever it is. Rangers being East Kilbride, I think. Listen, long way to go. See, no one side, though, for a few years, I don't think you'll ever. You'll never say half a game. So even if it went 3-2 the other day, Dale, you'd run over, didn't you? Dale's run over, didn't you? Listen, we'll just sit and let him get the boys, and like, fucking up, press.
I'm like, I said, he's going, like, play quick, play quick. And I looked and I was
doing the I still think
in the last kind of like 10, 15 minutes of games, Broomhill have got the fitness levels to still 100%. Keep the ball better.
Aye. I think that's what he
wants. See the game out as in sit back, just keep the ball better in a positive way that when they feel like, oh, we need to go and get this ball.
Yeah.
So then when they come out to come and get the ball, that's when whereas sometimes a wee bit too gung-ho.
I said that used, didn't I? See, come to your pre-season stuff. I said the fitness levels here are unbelievable fitness level. And you obviously said that as well, didn't you?
No, I mean, it's incredible.
We've always said, but anyway, we'll beat teams in the second half.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be hard the first half, or not even Saturday, because you're 2-0 down. But it might be nothing each in some games and get it second half and then your fitness kicks in. I think that's going to be the second half of the season when it'll kick in for us, because the boys are unbelievably fit.
Unreal.
Aye.
I think back in the Champions League when they used to put it up on the screen, some players would do maybe 8 to 10 miles, which would be 13 to 14 k. That's some going now.
Did you hit Saturday night?
Top Gear.
it was kilometres per hour, wasn't it? It was the kilometres.
And hey, think I finished there? What did you hit Sunday morning or not?
Oh, second gear.
Right, Robbie boy, for anybody that doesn't know, listen, the Open Goal fans, Open Goal form, know about you, mate, obviously, for years. No, I don't think they do, to be fair. But I'll see it there. Listen, you're obviously the under-20s manager, mate. How did that all come about?
To be fair, I think it seems like ages ago now. Obviously, I'm not listening.
Sorry, it was just side message when they were saying, hurry up and get the bibs in.
I think it was as far back as, I might say about January, February. And they just phoned me one night and told me about the plans of what Open Goal we're going to do. And that alone like gave me a buzz. I thought, that's brilliant. And then he told me, listen, Saeed asked if you'd be interested in taking over a 20s team. Obviously, at the time, I was at Partick Thistle. And to be totally honest with you, I don't think Andy knew, I don't think Saeed knew. But I was already kind of planning on maybe doing something different. Mm-hmm. Listen, really enjoyed my time there. Great relationship with players and coaching and stuff I worked with. But for me, I just kind of needed a new challenge. And probably one where I was working my older age group. So the timing of it was really, really good. I'll be totally honest with you, when he first told me, I thought, that will not happen. I was like, there's no way they're taking over a club, that's not going to happen. And obviously, sure enough, it ended up didn't.
When we played fives together, you were saying, obviously, like, there was a blank canvas and all, mate, wasn't there? Mate. And I was saying, Kevin, genuinely, I was like, if somebody said there's a job, I wouldn't have a clue where to go and get players. And you were you
that had was an idea, didn't you? When we spoke, you had an idea of players, didn't you?
So, obviously, I'd been at Thistle for maybe 3-4 years previous to that. Mm-hmm. So if I was to look at the first age group I worked with, they were probably still quite young for an under-20s team, but some of these boys were really, really good. Right. A couple of them weren't at the club anymore. So right away I thought, if I can get a couple of them, then obviously they'll have pals and whatever else, and that can kind of get the ball rolling. I think I was really fortunate as well, though, that my own season finished really early. So my season finished in like March, my playing season. So that enabled me to kind of go out and watch teams and stuff. And as soon as Andy said to me and I spoke to Sai, I was honest with Thistle, telling him right away. I said, listen, to be totally honest with you, as much as it doesn't start until next season, I kind of want to go in and out because mm-hmm. I want to try and watch teams and speak mm-hmm. to boys and all that. So I did go and watch loads of games and stuff like that. But it kind of all kick-started with just boys I'd worked with previously and who I knew were really good and really good boys as well.
A few of the younger boys have came in training the first team and they've said to us it's been pretty poor, the 20s, isn't it?
Aye, so they're lying bastards there.
Been texting us and saying you've got to go.
Saying I'm lying, that
how has it been, mate? Good?
Mate, loving
you're
it.
Loving it, mate?
I'm genuinely loving it.
Telly's buzzing, you never stopped texting, did
you? Listen, mate, genuinely loving it. One thing that if be totally honest with you, I said this to the players as well. Looking at the squad that I've got, I probably didn't expect to have a squad as good as we've got. I know we've not done it yet, we've not played a competitive game, but you can kind of see how we've trained and how the boys have trained with you, how they've played a couple of friendlies, and how we've performed in friendlies. But the one thing that I was unsure about when I started to see the players come in, I think we're going to end up with a really good squad. You don't know how boys are out blend together. Yeah. See, like putting 16, because we've got boys as young as 16, and only a couple of 19-year-olds, and most of them are 17, 18. See, when you put a group like that together, don't know each other, you don't know how they respond, but literally see after one or two sessions, like it's as if they'd all been
It's been similar
years.
To the first team, innit? Aye. Because you put a full team and they've all been 100%. Good and everybody gets on. Aye. And we went to your games, haven't we? And spoke to the boys and they're all similar.
Aye, really
they all seem to go on with each other. And the boys that have come up, I think it's a good pathway into the first team coming up, training with us. Three of them, I think it is, innit? Every week they come up.
And
they've showed out, by the way. They're
boys, aren't they?
Aye, brilliant.
What would you say has been the hardest sort of challenge getting into sort of the team?
From when I first agreed to it, recruitment.
Has that been the toughest?
Easily the hardest, mate. Literally, people always say to you, like, oh, like, doing that job, I'd love to get into coaching stuff like that, mate. People don't realise like how much work goes in it. Meeting a 20 team, like, literally, I'm never off my phone. Like, obviously, I was really keen on getting a good team. So I was trying to go and watch as mate. And top of that, I didn't want to just go off for recommendations with players as well. So somebody's telling me a player I've never seen. I'm not signing somebody I've not seen, even at that level, because one, they might no be my type of player, but they might not be my type of person as well. So yeah. I wanted to meet everybody before I signed them, which I think was really important. So seeing them at a time that took, but it's starting to look so worthwhile as well. So Si was exact same, wasn't he? He wanted to meet everybody as well.
He done a selfie when I went and met them.
See as well, but I said to Si and even Big Kev, the two of you, I've got so much respect for how much time he's assigned to come watch some stuff like that. I think that's brilliant. And I think boys really appreciate that as well. Mm-hmm. Because for me, that was probably one of my reservations, I think, to be totally honest. I think I said that to Andy when I first spoke to him, said it to Si. I was like, listen, I don't want to take this and just be an afterthought. Like, if I'm taking this, I want it to be taken seriously. I want you to consider boys who I think.
And you, you like to see them being in the first team?
Exactly. Yeah. That would mean more.
But it has to be difficult for him to try and recruit players to give them the pathway and the manager not be there to see exactly how they're performing.
Aye, I get it.
Because
aye,
you know, you like when you played in first teams and you'd have done it as well, Slaney, where you play a reserve game and the manager's first team manager's nowhere near.
Yeah.
Well, what's
rubbish,
the point?
Rubbish.
What's I the think point? I know you're saying all the league level, whatever it may be, but I've been to watch one of the games that Friday night and there's a couple of players on that team that will be pushing, knocking on the door very, very soon.
Come the end of the season, I'll definitely be surprised 100%. If
there's see if they boys don't really have that team feeling that they could get into the first team, they're not wanting to come and play.
No.
They'll go somewhere where that opportunity is.
Exactly.
I think they're confident, aren't they?
Very confident.
They could get.
I'll knock it right at them. any stories, Robbie, that any players have done it in or...
Fairy team so far? Oh, mate. Few of them are... See, all I feel is all young boys are daft, but one boy, mate, boy Callum Ski, he was at the club last year. Mate, he's came after 2 games for leading a shite already.
Mate, runners, my stomach get the better of this. What are you saying? My arse has got the better of this. Run by Sagas House, just like, ah,
mate, we played 6 friendlies, right? So the first one, see the one you was okay, mate, that's a green mate, they came after 10 minutes. So mate, playing fine, he's like, and see the angle, he's fair about years.
2 shites in one game?
He's fine, man. We probably done more than that. One of his pants, then one when he went to the toilet.
That is better than number one.
Mate, see, because about here, he's got quite a posh accent, that, right? So, see, I haven't seen you've got that when he says anything, it's funny. So, the first one, it wasn't well, so in the lead up to the game, so 30 minutes in, he's basically like, mate, my stomach's going, I need to come off. So, I was like, I ain't no bother. I had to put him on, and the boy, I put on him to be a rabbit as well. But we played, so literally 2 weeks has gone by, it's fine. Mate, we're playing Friday, right? And Tory Glen, against Montrose. Mate, he's playing bro, it's the best he's played. We are playing, we were very, very good. It's the best we played. Scored a brilliant goal. Mate, 30 minutes, he's like, Robbie. And I was like, what? He's like, it's happening again. And I was like, I said to her, I was like, Cal, mate, I said to her, I was like, Cal, you're not coming after any senior shite.
Just done any shots?
Aye, if you're dead, yeah.
I've never known that to happen. You ever played with anybody?
Mate, twice.
No, but sometimes I've been out in the pitch, I'm like, I cannot wait for fucking half time. Like,
really, so,
you never go for it, but you never see the magic of that.
Mate, it's because...
Mars is getting better, mate.
Mate, it's because it's rolling subs, right? So I was like to him, Cal, I said, see if you come after, you're not getting back on. And he's like, he's like, it's this close. So I went like to him, I said, Cal, what happens if you're in the Champions League final and you need a shite, you're going to go off? And he's like, I'll play on then. All game, mate, this was about 40 minutes, all game, we even passed the ball, if feet goes to be left back, Jack Walsh, I'm like, Jack, I was like, clip one, I'm behind. He's got them behind on my side. Mate, Cal goes like that. Oh God! That's my next one. We were all buffed. Mate, and then hang me. So I'm back.
You get him up.
Mate, honestly,
I gave him get a podcast.
Mate, oh, I didn't
get a shout you that off.
Mate, he was. Best if you think that.
Oh, give your hair back. Stand the base. You've got all the fucking bro. Hey, fucking one influence.
He could be on the money.
Done, fucking one.
No done, mate. No done. So, mate, I'm looking at my time. So I'm watching him, and that was like, to be fair, he's still gone, mate, it's 44 minutes, right? And the refs don't take it, like, it's a free kick or something. He's like, Robbie! And I was like, what? He's like, come on, man! I was laughing at me, dude, fucking Boris.
Oh, can't believe you're a lot of math.
You used to, when your career, did you ever have any players that happened? You ever see anything like that? No, I don't mean either shite, but
I can't remember the guy's name. He did just run, but he didn't even say it. He just ran me up with tunnel for a shite.
I
can't even remember. Was it Queens with somebody?
Straight
playing the game and the just disappeared right off. Where's he gone? We're going and see what Simon was doing. Shite
up. I played for Sunderland one night, Tuesday night. It was against maybe like Rotherham or somebody. And you know when you fart and you hit your forward through. So I thought I'd forward through. So the ball went out for a throw-in and I've just run over and I says, Gaff, I need to go to the toilet quickly. And I just ran straight down the tunnel, checked my kicks. There was nothing there.
Yeah,
put them back
on
up and away on and I was like,
see that?
I see the next like 10 minutes. I was nervous about farting.
Clutching his
what ground was that? Stayed in my shite?
Stayed in my shite, aye.
Robbie boy, eating out for the boys.
It feels like Andy's turned up, doesn't
it? Nah, mate, I can't blow my one episode.
No, nothing. Moving on.
The rest of my life on him. So
Robbie, what was no surprise to me because I know how much Andy loves coaching and he is very good at it in the way he sees the game.
he's now helping you a bit, isn't he?
Aye. See, to be fair, it was probably a surprise to me, to be honest.
Because how busy he is, isn't it?
Aye, he'd initially said it was going to come down a couple of times. And then, mate, it's what he came down one night and he's like, to me, he's like, fucking, I better get. He's like, hey, man, he should sort me out with kit and all that. And I was like, what, you want to date me a ride on me or something? I was like, you've not said it. He's like, aye, he's like, I want to date as much as possible. So, to be honest, he's been loving it as well, and he keeps talking about how he's wanted to do all season, whatever else. But it's probably been me who's saying to him, listen, you need to be realistic, and you probably won't get as many as you like, especially if they're playing a Saturday. We play Friday night at 8 o'clock, so he can't really book.
No, I see him calling it. When we went, he was buzzing it.
He's loving it.
I think he likes all the boys, and he likes to see them.
He talked about that yesterday. He talked about the fact that when they do something in training, and you see them pull it off in the game, it's like so rewarding.
Mm-hmm.
And it is. It's like, it doesn't matter what level you coach at, when you try to implement something and they do it, you're like, it's working, they're listening. But no, he's
listening. Into it, isn't he?
Loves it, mate.
The two, he's doing amazing.
I'd say to him previously, like, because I always felt, I said this to people all the time, like, knowing Andy obviously all my life, I always felt that when he finished playing, he was destined to go into coaching because he sees the game really well. He's got a good manner about him, stuff like that. But it's been in the last few years he said that he doesn't need to want to do it. I think because he's enjoying letting the media stuff. And I think it's a thought I need to travel about, see, because obviously going to Middlesbrough, Brad got to fucking Azerbaijan and all that. Like, you might need to do that as a coach. But I think this has maybe changed my wee bit again, see, because he's got to kind of work with a group of players. So who knows? But aye, mate, he's been a bit of a kill, to be fair.
This is a cracker, you told me this. You linked in Michael Beale. Is that true?
I did, mate, aye. Lot of my pals and I don't know this, but it's going to be.
Can you just go for it?
So he's
what was, can you tell the story? It was about Michael Beale and you messaged him.
So basically, I've always been kind of keen on my coaching. It's something I want to do going forward. And it was boy I worked with at Partick Thistle guy, John McGowan, brilliant guy. And I think we were just talking, mate, you know what it is with John lockdown? So seeing you're bored in lockdown and every going fucking 5Ks and all that. We were just talking about coaching football and stuff, and he said, mate, have you got LinkedIn? I says, no, and he's like, mate, get it. So see the amount of people that you connect with, all these different sort of coaches, football players and all that. He said, I've messaged a couple of guys, like, Dan, just see who gets back to you. So long story short, I ended up messaging Michael Beale. Just a kind of pure cheesy big message saying that I think he's a really good coach.
He needs to go.
He's a really good coach. I see him as a bit of inspiration and stuff like that, considering his background, whatever else. Mate, they sent me back a big message and it started. It says, like, my number's at the bottom of this. Like, anytime you need it, give us a shout.
That's brilliant.
So, mate, literally, what's that?
Dick pics.
That's tip pics with him, man. That big boy.
Yeah, I heard he's maybe top money.
Mate, even speaking to, obviously.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'd say that... Because Andy had obviously spoke to Andy a little.
Because Andy's told me a lot about him.
Mate, and literally, so I gave him a message and that, he was like, are you free? I just said, I literally just gave him a message responding to what he'd said to us, just gave him a bit of advice. I said, thanks, whatever else. And he said to me, listen, are you free Monday or Tuesday? He's like, I'll give you a phone.
That's worrying,
huh? Are you free? No, if he said Saturday night, I'd worry, but if it's Monday or Tuesday.
But when that goes to those guys in that level who take time to help sort of younger coaches want to in it.
Well, they've been there where he is. That's what they remember. Some get away above the station, whereas Michael Beale for me comes across as a guy that has got a lot of time for people because he's probably found it tough.
Yeah.
Because I don't think he had much of a footballing career. He's probably had to work even harder than some to get to where he is. And really, because I would imagine it's all right for us at current or ex sort of players to rock up and think we can coach. It's not that easy. You've alluded to that, Paul, that sometimes it's you feel like when you put on a drill, you're questioning whether it's good enough or not good enough.
Yeah.
And you've played the game, whereas Michael Beale probably thinks, oh, this is a bit, but he's had to really work at it and obviously to be a number 20 Gerrard and now take on the ropes of QPR and Bill accounts. They've started quite well.
They won the weekend, right?
That was one of the things I asked them. I just says, like, how are you able to overcome that? Like, it's like you're literally coaching guys like Stephen Davis, like,
aye,
played 120 times for his country and stuff like that. But basically, he just said to me, like, you need to remember that, like, players don't think the same way as a coach. Like, in what he says, I totally agree with. It's like, see, at the end of the day, see if they feel as though you're doing everything you can to make them better, they'll listen to you.
No,
respect it. See, the name only carries you so far. And I think if you can do that, then they'll respond to you. So.
Not with modern day coaches, obviously. No modern day coaches, sorry. Back to coaching day when you were under John Lambert, it was very different then. And he wanted to see how you done tricks, wasn't it? Wasn't it?
Brilliant. John Lambert.
Wait, would I like to be at the circus on Friday? So shite,
John Lambert said to me, I had Celtic, Sheffield United watching as it was John Barnes and Doug Leash at the time.
Yep.
I think it was about 17 coming through and that Lambie's poulters in. Fucking thinking I'm doing good in the first team. And he says, send that light on. I guess I was in chaps at dawn. I used to smoke with cigars. He was like fucking Columbo, just sitting in his seat. Couldn't see him for a smoke. Next thing, right, come in. He says, you're too predictable. I've got people up watching you and that, and you're too predictable. You need to get a couple of tricks in your game, right? And I'm like, fucking tricks. So I've got out, and obviously you've got wee Murray and Archibald, Danny Lennon, all the older people, and they're in my ear. Just fucking do this, and I'm stupid, ain't I? 2 weeks later, back in. Gaffer, I come in, you wee. I says to him, Gaffer, I've got tricks for you. He says, right, on you go. So he stood up. I says, I'm going to run up to the boy and go add to him. What horn's it in? No, he says, he's stalling in my feet. Man. Get the fuck out of my office. But I never kicked him off for 3 weeks after that. They all come forward in the cupboards and all that. Didn't
really. Brilliant.
Fuck, man. But that's old school.
That's brilliant, man.
Tricks, but...
Jack's missing, guys like him.
I think it grounded me. Maybe he liked older experienced boys when I was playing, so I didn't get a lot of looking. Like, he would play me one game in a day well and he'd take me back out and all that, take your feet in the ground. But looking back, excellent.
Aye, thank you.
Excellent. And I know he wasn't tactically, because things have moved on for there, but as a guy and a person, I'm brilliant.
How have you found it going into coaching? Because obviously you had a decent playing career, played a lot of games that, so, and it's been a quick transition to the innings. You never done it before this, did you?
No, I wasn't interested. It's only... I was only because Si obviously asked. I wasn't really interested in the coach. I'd done my B license and I didn't really, don't know if it was for me. It wasn't for me. I didn't think. But
I don't know anybody that's done that B license in Joyce.
No, I didn't.
It's the worst badge ever.
No, I didn't.
But you can't do it without it.
When Si came to me and said to me, do you like to come with me? This could be happening. I trust him.
Aye.
And I liked the way he trained us at Peterhead, and I got on well with him, and I think it's a big thing of trusting somebody. I've seen a lot of backstabbing in football, and that's probably what put me off. I'm not going down that road, stabbing people in the back. No, I wasn't into it, but when he asked me, I thought, this is a new thing.
Yeah.
I trust him, and it's a chance of getting in and still being with the boys is more with me. Because Si, let's be honest, Si does most of the training. But it's as if it's an addiction, man. Do you know what I mean? Like, right, we'll do that, I will do this. And then he just fucking takes hell, and you're just like, hey, boy, I'll get a buzzer.
Can you kind of see that? Can you kind of see that as well? But because he's so new in the job, he just kind of wants to, like...
I think he needs to because of... He's such a set way in the way he wants to play, the way he wants people to work. And as I say, we need to sort of...
I think we're ready to do it then, when he's content with it, and then we'll be able to take me and he'll stand at the side and watch it me. I think it's just the noise, 100 mile an hour, and might get everything right. I think I'd be the same. You just want everything right the way you want it, but I think it will come down.
Let's be honest, like, I don't really think he's the type that would get too impacted by it, but it was a lot of pressure for a lower league manager, like, compared to what everybody else is at our level. Like, it's a lot of pressure, so with that, he probably wanted a lot of control and he made sure
that he wanted. At Peterhead, I could see him.
Aye.
Aye, I could see it in him.
Aye. I'm not surprised myself, speak to him and stuff, getting to know him there.
Rob, I don't know how sometimes you manage it all with your job, and then you're playing with Nielsen Juniors as well, mate, aren't you?
That's right, mate. Aye, near the eye, to be fair. I don't know how I'm not
saying good,
really? Bang,
remember the night he joined? Remember the night he joined in training?
Mate, I was unreal. Right?
Next time I come back, I'm not wearing these trousers because the absolute killer. Pair of copers, these trousers didn't buy his absolute. Pair of trainees. Timby's out of done. Do you know yourself, Josh's Robbie?
Hey,
but it's the same. Grass stains in his trousers. The boys came in and said to Andy Halliday. He's the exact same, mate. He's the exact same the way he runs.
You left feet as well?
What's that?
Do you left footed?
Didn't know. Do you think so? You think so when you watch me kept my right book? But no, I'm not.
You're a fucking good player, mate.
Nah, he was.
You're good. Have you played junior sort of 16? Get into them?
Years, mate.
That, have you?
I think this is my 10th year.
We're not even watching them,
are we? No, definitely not.
Mate, we might get you in a cup. I'd love that.
Would you?
So if you're getting it apart, I'd love to get you in a cup. Oh,
getting a bit of attention with these two. Both.
Mate, you'd be playing on the wing, actually.
I'd be against you, aye.
Wait, listen, how's your fitness coming
flying.
For? Are you?
Ready to go.
Are you?
Anna?
Yeah, game this week.
Aye, hopefully. Anna?
What's that?
First Friday, this league for you, isn't it?
Aye, aye, you're starting, aye.
Start. Up front.
That's how you
Can you play over 40s in the
You can, aye. If you want to get me,
that's what you need, mate. You need to fling in and play as long as you can, and then you'll get a wee second window.
Brilliant. I know, listen, I'll get this. It's a long season, I'll get that. Don't worry about that. I'll wait for my time when the boys are getting beat. That's when I'll come in.
Come in and save the day.
Aye. Not worse when you're winning.
So would your ideal scenario have been going on at 2-0 then?
Exactly what he done, I'd have fucking
love
loved
that.
Because the way you were acting after the game was shocking with the motion high.
So boys were lad to me. Get your fucking tap back on, man. Had the tap off right away, get his
shock,
tap on.
Aye,
no, but it must have been going into the juniors at 16. It must be a right eye opener for a game.
Mate, see, so I was 17, 18 before I officially started, but my first experience, one of my first experiences at junior football, mate. So you're talking about like old school coaches and you guys at Michael Beale and all that. So basically, we'd had that. A really good sort of local team we had, where I think we were still under 17s or whatever, we were playing at the 21 league and we won the league.
Yep.
So basically our manager put us all in and says, there's no point us staying here, we're going to take over a junior team. So everybody, that I kind of knew that was going to be sort of my natural progression. So before that, a few of us had the opportunity to train like a local junior team, a couple of extra teams. And I remember seeing the first couple of sessions thinking like, standard here is like really good. No, even just the standard, the intensity was brilliant, right? But I think it was like my third session. The second one with a particular team, I've turned up and the manager wasn't. So the guy who took training previously wasn't there, the manager and the assistant manager wasn't there. So it was just the third guy, but to me it meant nothing. I'm just fucking turning up to train. And boys were like, no fucking way, man. See what probably happens when you take training size over there? That's what I mean. turned up and they're like, no fucking way, man. Like, how is this guy taking training? And then somebody else looked like, oh my God, man, what are we going to be doing tonight?
What's
wrong? Right, no, so that's what I thought. I was like, we're going to get like battered. Mate, so the guy's put us in, right? And he's like, right, we've drew one each on Saturday. So as a management team, that we need to think about what we can do to turn the draws into wins. So right away, I'm like, that sounds quite good. And he's like, Saturday, but do it for training. He's like, twice, two boys. He's like, his hand. He's like, whipped into the box. Yeah, hi. He's like, you two went with the foot. He's like, no, the night. He's like, the night, we go with the head. What is he talking about? So I'm like, it must be doing like crossing minutes or something. He's like, right, he's like, so I want everybody. He's like, goalie, say, Kev. He's like, Kev, you go in between the sticks. He's like, oh, you's get a ball. I'll stand next to the post. You get in the ball over me. And you's line up in the 18-yard box. Right, on you go. So I'm like, what the fuck we got? So all the boys are looking at each other. I'm like, if they're fucking confused, then I've not a clue what's going on. Mate, we go. The boys, right? Go to the boys over, gave him who was standing next to the post, and he's like, right, I want you to line up in the 18-yard box. He's like, right, tonight, diving headers. Mate, we went to practice diving headers. Right, mate, and all the boys are looking at each other like, you're fucking joking.
Did you do that?
Mate, so we done like around it, and literally, mate, he's flinging the ball up, and boys are running like practice diving headers, mate. All the boys are pushing themselves laughing. And mate, so it went like, boys, well, a few boys literally says, mate, I'm not doing this, it's embarrassing. And he was like, what? Like, this is what we do, so if I got to win, mate, this is even better. But so we've done like around each, he's like, right, I want you to number yourself. No, so I think he numbered us like 1 to 16. So he's like, right, he's like, number one, throws it up. So number one comes up, he does it. But you see, after we've done a few, he's like, right, like that one then, 4 and 5. So, 4 and 5, two boys have run for a diamond either. I'm like, what the fuck's going on here? So, mate, one of the boys stopped it. He's like, nah, he's like, enough. And he's like, what? And he's like, mate, the boys only doing it. We're not fucking practicing diving here like today. He's like, give me the boys, I'm taking training.
Wow.
So, mate, literally just took the boys off.
And was he the manager or the coach?
He was the coach.
How many numbers did you use for that, man?
What's that?
The boys are
sizes. Mate, we see when he done that. 4 and 5,
Then you must have had a few bad sessions in your day with certain managers. Or even, I don't even bad sessions, but see, even like guys, I don't know, John Lander, listen, but some of the guys didn't actually go out and train, did they? Or take training. But
Well, we just a quick John Lambie again, as you say, we were playing like a on Saturday. We're doing it Mary Hill. We're doing it just on the road for Fir Hill, right? And there was a big Astro. If you're fucking about in training, so Lambie's not done yet. Jerry Collins is taking it. Couple of boys, and he used to go, ah, not good enough. Every line and back, he used to give you every line of that AstroTurf narrows on the lines. And a Friday.
I didn't have you in a documentary,
though. Lambie used to come down and stop it and go, laugh, he's at Jerry. But you've been able to get a game tomorrow, I'm here every line and back as quick as you can.
Friday,
just
old school. I always think Howard Wilkinson, right, the last English manager to win the old Premiership, the League One with Leeds, and he came your manager. We went out and trained one day and never touched a ball.
Was he your manager?
He was your manager. He came in as a kid. Like we didn't even touch a ball. We just lined up in our positions and we pretended to play football.
What?
So when you go there...
Adam fucking loved that.
And then obviously...
I know what you're saying about
Adam. And then obviously afterwards, I've told the story before where we came in and we talked about the... He put the video on of the geese.
Oh,
that is magic, yeah.
Obviously, I got a bit of stick because Fergie used it as well.
Fergie's done that. I thought that was
See, Rockhold Park, it's got a big slope in it. We used to train at the top of that and play, shooting. And Lambie used to stand next to the goals. So see if you hit a shot to keep our safety. You see if I kick it down the hill, you had to go and get your aim ball.
What? Why?
And that's what's even if we keep our safety. I reckon that. You just use running, kick it down the hill.
Go get that, expand on this kid learning to play football.
Fucking brilliant.
Because he thought we weren't in great shape in the games. He would line us up as like a 4-4-2, whatever way we played, and just pretend, right, so when it goes to you, what's your options? And then Steve Cottrell, I don't know if you know Steve Cottrell, he was like from Bristol. So I want you, when you get the ball in the way, you go round. So he'd be like,
that's the guy who's doing my theory, right. He just has a heat.
And he was like, and then when he goes long, you then got to get up so he can get you to run. You're like, what the fuck are you doing here? You're sitting bottom of the Premiership. And then obviously in the change room, we'd all the games up that we had left in big, massive, like, flip charts up in the wall. And he'd like, so he'd put text beside him that he thought that we'd get 3 points. Right, I would get three there, I would get them three. And every fucking Monday, there's never a fucking tick on it.
You wonder what the licences must have been like back then, eh?
Aye, so I don't think there was a licence. There wasn't a licence.
She moved on so much.
Do you think that was more common that. Do you think it's still common that a manager just doesn't take any debit?
Aye, I think a coach is there for a reason.
Aye.
To date, like, obviously Simon's a new one. You'll get demoted.
Managers, Billy Reid, I always remember a video, and I've got to fucking remove for the internet. The wee man's trying to jump out the dugout and
I was in the dugout.
The footage of that is in the dugout.
I don't know if it was a goal we scored or we missed one. I think it maybe have been a goal. And he jumps round, I'm in the dugout, but see the tap of the dugout.
I've seen that.
You had the goal, yeah, it's like a post, right? It's that level, but he had an advertisement board that was thicker than it. So he's run around there and fucking think they've scored, and he's jumped up on that to date, and it's just collapsed, isn't it? And he fell right in his ass. He says, he's shooting that one, he's jumped up. I'm laughing at him. I'm going well with him, so I'm pissing myself. He's looking at me, he's pulling his shorts away up.
See the thing, mate? See, my manager's like that. I can understand it, like full time football, but see part time football, see if you're only training 2 nights a week, surely the manager should be involved.
Aye, should be doing it all.
That's why I keep saying this.
I'm going to kill myself here, right? Because.
That's why you need to keep doing it, sir.
I'm going to kill myself because I might expose him. I'm talking about here.
This is a cracker, by the way.
You picked up.
Don't need to say his name if you don't want.
And so basically, mate, that's like one of the teams I was at. So obviously, you're saying some managers like don't always want to take training, they just want to oversee it. And I can understand why they want to do it. But I mean, one night we were training, right? And we used to train next to a supermarket. So there's no taking training, but then there's no even watching training or taking anything to do with it. So there was some nights where boys were like kind of fucking about and all that. And it was like, sometimes you don't mind having a laugh and stuff, but this one night it was just a shambles and the coach was taking it. And I was like to him, right, Monty, fuck, man, this is becoming a pure joke. And I'm like, what's about to say his name? I'm like, Paul. I was like, what the fuck's that, man? This is a shambles. I was like, where's Kev? And mate, he's raging. He's like, mate, he's fucking about to Tesco. And I was like, what? And he's like, mate, he's awaiting his messages. And I was like, during fucking training? And I was like, what the fuck's the point? So mate, literally, End of training, walks back, do a bag of messages. Do a bag of messages on. Then he's like, right, boys, like, good night, and then I'll see
yourself. Hell, man.
But I'm like, what is it?
Give us a name. Please,
say his name. No, I can't.
Is he a well known guy?
It's fucking brilliant.
I've not got to say. Punch back.
Dale, we sorry to go back to him. Fucking brilliant, mate. Sorry for cutting that bit short. That was excellent. Dale, sorry to go back to him about Billy Reid. Was he a good coach? Because he'd done excellent.
Very good.
Was he, mate?
Very good. Our training was.
Did he take it all?
He take it all. We'd go for your boxes to big possession. Big possession into a smaller possession. It was all set out into games. It was all. So we'd just go along, picking the cones up into the next bit, picking the cones up into the games at the end. And the standard was unreal. But you had Alec Neil and that, making sure the standard, they had the players to get the standard up there, but to keep it up there. Even you're talking MacArthur when they were young, still demanded the standard. And I think it was Billy Reid that installed that in them.
See, McCarthy, was he 15 when he went to the first team?
We played against Aberdeen one day at Urbit, and the game was crap. And this is when I knew he's going to the top. We were playing them and the game was quiet, nothing each. That wee guy turned the screw, 2-0, he scored the two of them. He's what, 16 at the time?
I just
had that, and you knew he was going to the top. Wow. It was a fucking different class.
Did you ever be Billy Reid? Must have had run-ins, did you just know?
Aye, that's for a later time.
Does it take you?
You were at that time that you did love a wee drink, didn't you?
Aye.
You played, so...
Billy Reid's done the awfully sale move.
It didn't help the fact that we were in the Sunday.
Oh, so you were out Saturday.
So, Saturday, aye, and back in the Sunday.
What was it like with that,
Pat? Well, one of the times I come in steaming in the Sunday, and I mean steaming. Get drove, I think I get picked up for a party when we were in the training, and I was brilliant, and it was brilliant. I was brilliant in the training.
Well, yeah,
aye, but he was obviously looked off me, and the wee physio was like, "Ah, God, yeah, you're steaming." No, you're steaming. And I'm like, "I know."
I know, was it last night?
A blood test, took an alcohol test after me to see how. So I forgot all about this. A couple of weeks later, Gaffer wants you, and physio's there that took it. He says, "You're so many milligrams," and I'm like, "Ah, is that good?" She went, "I see." That's 3 times in order. And you're training?
I'd probably be the one.
You were still good at training.
But as I say, you wouldn't get away with that now. I know it's not that long ago, but you're not getting away with it now.
I remember to obviously talk about managers at sort of, don't mean low level, but sort of back in the day or whatever it was, but actual players you've played with against, there's a crackpot, didn't they, in junior football? And back in the day, did you play with any nut jobs?
What? Mate, see, CV Joe on your team.
Aye.
See his stepdad. He's the maddest guy I've ever met in my life. I'm saying mad in a bad way. He's a legend, mate. Brilliant guy, but he's just mental, mate. So funny.
Any players you played with or played against at that level?
What of like stuff happening in games? Well, I'll tell you what, actually. Probably gonna hit me telling this one. Yeah, we had only signed with us a couple of weeks late, and I'd heard. So a couple of boys said he actually came for an amateur team, but he was always meant to be very, very good. But just I don't know. That's why he wasn't playing at junior football. So a couple of boys said, mate, do you know Lee Mitchell's companies? I was like, no, he's like, mate, Lee's mental, man, but he's so funny, like brilliant guy. But he's half he's not. Mate, I mean the first training session, and see me going to a new team, like you'd be quite quiet in that at first, mate. Not this guy. Like, so he's a goalie, and literally, he's like. Yeah, tackle, what the fuck you? And I was like, who the fuck's this prick? And I was like, you're a pure wank. So then, basically, right, I was like, I can't go this guy. And new mate were pure good pals, but it was the first, so he'd only been at the club like a week or two, and it was the first sort of team day out. We had foot golf, so we did a 7-year lease, and we go for foot golf for the second Saturday pre-season. And we're in the changing room after training, he's like, listen lads, like for foot golf on Saturday, he's about to come to my house before it. So bear in mind, we're getting picked up by the bus at 11 o'clock. And I was like, aye, mate, like, no worries, not see, I think this kid knows he's like, right, no worries, like, I'll put my address in the chat and come around at 9:30. Right? So boys like, aye, no worries, lean that. Mate, I woke up, 7:30, Lee's put videos in his kitchen, full of drink in his kitchen. Is that all right, boys, where he's not? I'm waiting on you. He's like, I thought you were coming.
You're joking.
Mate, he turned up, but so again, doesn't know Andy, but turned up Blitz, the funniest guy ever. But mate, it was me, him, and a guy for the committee in the first group for foot golf. So on the first day off, everybody's waiting to go and's like, right, first up, like the guy for the Kev Kyle, and Lee's like, ah, nah, I'll go first. he goes first, he's about to kick the ball like, oh, and Stokes, he's like, nah, that's not good enough. Mate, 2 oys clays off. Done it naked. Mate, done it first for a whole naked. Like, mate, you don't even know us. Like, you've luckily known us for 2 weeks.
Well, I couldn't know.
But mate, he's the best guy ever. He's actually helped me out a couple of things in pre-season. Because he does like triathlons and all that, so he's like, he's mental like in a night out and stuff, but he takes his training and all that so serious. So he's one extreme to that, but what a guy, mate.
Dave, what about you? You were talking about earlier on, you were saying to me about Big John Hughes was a nightmare to play against.
I was against him, big Kenny Brannigan and things. Real hard guys on the pitch.
Remember Kenny Brannigan?
Remember that charity day?
Aye. But him and his day, big hardy
cunt. Kenny, so, best head tennis player in Hampden.
So he was brilliant at that.
Was he good at it?
He was fucking was.
So was Yogi. Yogi was a hardy person to play against. The one time we were playing down at Queens, I think, keepers kicked the ball. He's playing directly against me. The ball's bounced. And as it's bounced, he's watching it, and I've given him a nudge. And I fucking hit it in the volley and just went in.
Aye.
Right on half time. Raging, he's on the ground. Raging. He's like, the whistle's went half time, and he's like, oh, Leo, we couldn't get here until you shoved me. He's got the ref, he's like, tell him you shoved me. I never touched you, big man. Fucking booted a hole in the wall, everything.
Yeah, you're bowling like, out in a bottle.
I liked all that. I suppose you'd have liked it as well.
I'd have been all over the place.
But that's real hardy people on the pitch.
What are you, who was that? Who let something big motion you leave a scar on your neck?
Give me 8 stitches, aye.
What, did he butt you?
No.
Who?
Motion.
Did he?
Slapped you.
He done nothing about it, I know.
What
did you do about it,
Dale? I was just going for a header, mate, and he came right in when I had to hit the ball with his elbow, right in the back of the head.
He was not.
I didn't play with him. I remember the first day he came in, I was leaving that day. And he just rolled in, and I thought, this guy's a crackpot.
Mate, do you know what's embarrassing? But I mean, I went down to watch Rangers pre-season, Sheffield Wednesday, Andy was with, mate, see after I was saying to my pals, mate, new signing Mojny, unbelievable. He's like, what a player, this guy's
great. Did he look good?
Mate, he was brilliant. Honestly, he was so good, that friend.
There is a player, mate, he's just got, obviously, attitude.
He's mad, isn't he?
Because
Big Jig was saying to me, I was part of Jig, and Jig was like, I had a ding-dong with him down there, and back and forward with him, I was like, shut your big state, you know, that was hell. Big Jig's like, they'll just watch your tennis, he'll have a swing at you when you've done your back now.
Aye.
So they kind of knew he was.
Obviously knew he was
mental. Just obviously, just to sort of finish this with a junior, every time I went to a junior game, the fans were all fucking giving the players a bit. You ever had any?
Mate, it's every guy get it. To be fair, aye. But listen, see, to be fair, I've seen it, aye. Everybody does. Everybody
does. But never broke out though, like.
Mate, my first game of season was behind closed doors.
Aye.
Because, played Kilburnley, that's the club I used to play with. And
Kilburnley's nuts, huh?
Their fans are mental. Kilburnley's
nuts. Kilburnley's nuts. Is up there? I got somebody in a fucking thing all day where it's one of the roughest places to go, Kilburnley. I've been to Kilburnley.
It's a good club, and the pitch is brilliant. It's a good setup and all that. And their fans are classy to play from, but last year they shot a lens with a BB gun. So I was like, that's not very good. So the first game's been closed doors. I was fucking buzzing to play it.
Kilburnley.
But see, to be fair, I say that, like, as much as, mate, 99 times at 100, it's just a laugh. Like,
well, I used to, when I was younger, I think junior fit was fucking brilliant. I really did. My dad used to take me up to Mary Hill Juniors, me and the brother, every Saturday. But I loved it. Do you know what I mean? Real people there, and it was all, I don't know what it was. The whole atmosphere, I just loved.
I've had, like, people obviously slaughter me and all that, but I've never really felt it was like bad. Like they'd shout something on and you maybe shout something back and they start laughing. Like, mm-hmm. So that's just
good. I didn't watch any junior, but when I was like 15, I played like in the size of Scotland League, which would be the equivalent And I remember going away like the away days as a 15-year-old tough on the bus, fucking tough. I remember getting up for a header 5 minutes in. And I didn't remember waking up to fucking Sunday. I don't even know how I got off the park, how I got back on the bus, or how my dad took me in bed that night. Fucking big boy took me out, and I was just like, oh my God. But what a learning curve.
That hardens you up on
that. Oh, it does.
Fucking right, it does.
It can only be good for some kids.
Aye.
It has to be, because I think it gives you a good steading.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. I'm obviously watching you on Saturday, mate. Sorry to keep on just sort of targeting you. Not even targeting you, but just coming at times, you take up great positions on the pitch. What is your favourite position?
Dougie.
That's a standard answer.
Right, Robbie, sorry, you've been absolutely battered there with questions. Obviously, you and Andy grew up big Rangers fans.
Yep.
What was the experience like when Andy actually signed for them?
When he first signed? Oh, crazy, mate. It was mental. See, my brother's here, Harlan. I'd be a little bit nah, it was unreal, to be fair. Just buzzing for him as much as anything else, because obviously he's released for Rangers at 14, 15 and made a chuck playing for a while.
Did he? I didn't know that.
I did. He's told it loads of times.
I think he definitely chucked
playing for a while, just because I obviously how devastated he was, and it was Big Scott Allison that kind of
that
was Andy's story, as he would tell me. Through Todd, can you take it? He's got to take it.
So it was amazing, so no, mate.
Amazing, mate. Amazing. Obviously, at the same time, though, you probably realise that his life's going to change massively because everybody obviously knew there was a bit of tension at the time about the fact he was a Rangers fan, and with that probably comes a wee bit of added pressure, not just for other people, but for yourselves. See him knowing how much it meant to all us.
Yeah.
That's harder than anything else, I would imagine, obviously, not being in that position. But
your wee man must have been absolutely buzzing, was she not?
Aye, mate. Delighted.
Did you stayed right beside Ibrox, though, didn't you?
Aye. So first house was Copeland Road, which is the seat that I had my scene ticket in, which is
that's crazy, isn't it?
My mum's full family's for Ibrox, my dad's for Tremoyne, which is the Broomlin side. Yeah. So literally,
and did you obviously you should have went and watched Andy play? Was that hard though, when things weren't going well, if the fans were getting on his back, or did you have to bite your tongue sometimes?
Mate, listen, I'm not going to lie, it was difficult at times, but I do like to think that I just seen it as I'd be doing the same. Like the thing I used to always say is that, listen, mate, Barry Ferguson used to get slaughtered. So
if he does, then
who's to say you won't? Yeah. I says, and obviously probably. See, like, I said, my dad probably wouldn't bother as much. Like, parents and that probably made a show for them. So I know for a fact, my mum would be fucking looking on Twitter and all that, see what people are saying. I'm like, I'd say to her, mum, search Messi's name. Uh-huh. Search Messi shite. And people will be saying Messi shite. So if he's going to get a boot, it's going to happen. I just think that, what would you rather be somewhere where nobody cares if you're getting on or whatever?
Was there any times where it got, oh, there was one? Your dad's arse?
My dad's arse.
That was
so
a cracker, wasn't it?
That was no, a juicy, wasn't it? Juicy arse. Andy Halley's dad's arse has got to be one of the juices.
Oh, God.
Aye, that was a...
What game is that?
So again, I don't think I ever reacted to MD at a game. Because I think that it got to a stage, people probably knew. If I seen tickets, for example, people that kind of knew who we were, so maybe when I said it, no. Maybe recognises what I think I look like him, so maybe wouldn't slaughter him as much. So I didn't actually think I experienced it that much, but I mean, see the old firm at Ibrox where 1-1-0 Ryan Jack scored?
Yeah.
Don't know if you remember it.
Yeah.
He hit it about high, shock. He scored and hit Scott Brown's
leg.
So that was the first time Rangers beat Celtic in the league in years, because it was only the set. It was Gerrard's first season. And Andy played left back that day. Mate, got man of the match, he was brilliant, got man of the match to the tunnel and that. So I was like, I'm not going to get any of this today, surely. But literally, 3 minutes to go, Rangers are winning 1-0, hard knowing. And mate, all he does, right, he gets a throw in and like, just throws it down the line. But I think maybe a Celtic player's won it, it's went in the middle of the park. And somebody behind him shouted, the fuck's that, Andy, you fucking prick? Right, so I'm just thinking, like, fuck it, like, we're a bit winning game anyway. My dad's like that.
What?
I was like, oh no, man, because my dad like could get a bit aggressive with stuff like that. So he shouted back, what are you talking about, you fucking prick? You fucking take the throw on the line. And then he shouted something else. He went like, see, as soon as this whistle goes, he's like, I'm going to jump up there and punch your f***. And I'm like, oh no, man.
Oh, shit.
So I'm like, ah, he's not going to do it. Like, it's fucking full time. So literally, three minutes ago, like, the rest of him pans out, whistle goes. Rangers have won first time beat Celtic like 3-4 years, mate. So it's my mate, me and my dad at our seat. So me and my mate are talking about me at turn round to like grab my dad, he's no there. Mate, I turn round to see my dad's arse climbing in the stairs. Mate, climbing out the ropes, grabbing this guy. I'm like, damn, you dead, man. Just, who cares? But then to be fair, I think the guy was like, listen, apologies, no, that.
Fair play,
yeah. See, before I that, well, there's maybe times I've not been there, but that's probably the one where.
That's brilliant.
It's the fact I just turned around and just seen his arse.
Must be, somebody's terrorising
him. Well, that's annoying. That's annoying. I'm not
really. Well, usually, we family members come to watch you or stuff.
Not really, me.
No.
My dad agrees with him.
My time at Coventry was tough. And I wouldn't have my family come down and watch me.
Is that right?
It was really bad, aye. Abuse was pretty hard to take, so I just got to a point where I said, no, don't come and watch me. And then even times at Kilmarnock, like I think at every club, the only club I don't think I ever got a bit of stick was Hearts.
You never got stick yet, did you? That's a tough place.
I know, that's a tough place to play.
I only played 20 games, but in the 20 games I'd scored 10 goals and well, scored that. And so it was difficult, but Coventry was tough. Sunderland was tough as well, because we got relegated twice, promoted twice. So in that relegation season, but fans are fans. Fans don't know that your dad's sitting there, or your mum's sitting there.
Some of them just get money to go to the house, don't they?
Pathetic. That boy's trying to get in. Get the fuck.
He's away.
But listen, wait, finish it, Dale. Yeah. Oh, we're going on to the games. Kevin Cowell, I'm going to ask it. So, here's the games. Stirling University, actually.
Oh, is this the...
Who knows wins?
Who knows wins? What's the call? Sorry, Paul.
So you need to give your... Who knows
Big
wins?
Big ten. Who knows win? Sorry, fuck me. The Open Goal League. Who knows win? Pick 10. Fucking... The Open Goal League. I'm going to ask you questions now. Nate, fuck the boot now. Come on. Open Goal League games, all right?
Yep.
I'll start with you, Big Kevin. We'll go down. Stirling University versus Open Goal Broomhill FC.
Difficult one, Paul.
Aye, you see?
Difficult one because by all accounts, Stirling University are decent.
Get it. Hey, come on, man.
Sorry. I'm going for Open Goal Broomhill.
Open Goal Broomhill. Have you scored, Kev? Brilliant.
I think 3-1.
And what are you wearing in the commentary?
I'm going to wear, it's to be nice and warm on Sunday, so probably a pair of shorts.
Leather
shorts. leather waistcoat.
The ass colour.
And then.
Eric Lyle.
Obviously, we're going to go for Broomhill, but it's going to be tough.
It'll be tough, of course. You think you'll get one, or do you keep that under the pants?
Must be on the run for a start, Dale.
I think.
To be fair, I don't. I've not spoken to him, obviously. That's quite the stage. He doesn't speak to me at all. How shitty am I? But the boys have been great.
The boys have been great for the start.
So, well, listen, because obviously the results coming day well, that obviously puts yourself into the manager's eye. But hey ho, it's not about that. We're here to talk about this. So, right back talking. Robbie, Stirling University, be open.
Own goal for Broomhill, mate. Absolutely. Like, yeah, score.
I would love for a score and a goal scorer.
And I'm going to go. Brock. Yeah, don't you score, Jeff?
No, that's going to be first goal.
I'm going to go Brock and Jamie Semple.
Unbelievable. How go open goal 2-0.
Aberdeen comfortable.
I think you're spot on.
Aberdeen.
We're good. Aberdeen, mate.
Brilliant. Air United Hamlin.
Comfortably.
Oof. Is Hamlin
struggling? I like the boy up front. For there.
Fuck me, this could be dangerous.
Ex-Air, ex-Hamlin.
They sort of got it at both of you.
Give me a okay, that's fine.
Can you show the cameras your body? You wanted to do that? No.
It's brilliant, isn't it?
Can you please just show a part of it? No. The lily then.
Right, Robbie, go for the air.
Sorry, Kevin.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with Dale here. Going for a draw.
I think that's a draw. Inverness Cove.
Oh, that's hard.
I think Inverness all day long there for me, Cove, for struggling.
Is that a dark?
Inverness.
I don't know.
Inverness. Oh, Jimmy.
Going for Inverness.
Too good. My entire good.
Inverness.
I'm going to go for Cove.
Oh!
Wow. That would be a big result. I'm going to go Inverness.
Brilliant, Robbie. Livingston Hibs. Lovely Hibs.
Davey Martin Taylor to their number.
Who?
Davey.
That Kelski.
Number two at the sideline. Right, Davey Martin to Livingston.
A draw.
I'm going to go Livy.
I think that's a Livy home win. There you go.
Okay.
Queen's Park versus Partick Thistle.
Partick Thistle. Partick Thistle have started well.
Yep.
Queen's Park struggling a wee bit. 2-0 last week. They beat 3-2. Partick Thistle for me.
Brilliant.
I'm going to make Dom plays for him and all, but I'm going to go with Thistle.
Aye, he's all over you the new Dom, aren't you, the chat?
Can't handle
get him on soon.
Dom Thomas.
Queen's Park. Yes, I'm going Thistle, mate, as well.
Rangers St John. Sorry.
Aye, you're right.
Queen's Park. Rangers St Johnston.
Rangers.
Massive.
Rangers. Massive result.
Right.
Six.
Aye, go on. Aye.
Rangers St Johnston.
Rangers.
Right.
Who do you
think? Right, St Mirren, Ross County. No, I think Rangers will do them.
Ross County.
I think Ross County.
Aye, they have done.
Take them as well, Ross County.
Ross County.
Ross County, I agree. Kelly Celtic.
Celtic.
Celtic
draw.
Don't.
Mate, they've not got a great record at Killarney.
It's going to be tough playing Celtic Mead this year.
And your brother's team, Hearts, against Dundee United.
Hearts.
Tell you what, that's very hard though. Hearts, Dundee United looking good, but so
you're going to see Hearts.
It's going to be
really, it's really frustrating that though. Dundee United beat Armagh, then they beat Livingston. That is a manager must pull your hair out, won't it? Yeah. Boys, listen, it's been absolutely unbelievable.
Who did you take?
I took Dundee United, so listen. No, I don't know, but listen, it's been absolutely great. The days have been unbelievable. The Freeze will not be fucking back on. But hey, fucking brilliant, boys.
Tired of ads interfering with your favourite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.